Good afternoon. Have you ever asked yourself, if you were the last person on Earth, all alone, would you be able to survive on your own? Do you possess the knowledge and skills to survive? Well, I watched a reality show recently called Alone, where 10 contestants were dropped off by themselves in a remote territory or location, and whoever lasts the longest wins $500,000. They are equipped with a limited survival gear and are required to record their efforts on a day-to-day basis. They have to hunt for food, build shelter, and survive in the elements all by themselves. They deal with hunger, pain, dangerous animals, and harsh weather. The winners for each season have lasted from 56 days to 100 days, and they can give up at any time with the push of a button. And most of the people have tapped out early when they started thinking about their family and friends and how much they missed them. They may have been missing their kids growing up, or maybe they had a child about to be born. Even if they had a nice warm shelter, maybe they had food stocked up, they just couldn't handle the intense feeling of being lonely, and no amount of money would change that. Do you ever feel lonely? Why do we feel this way even if we're surrounded by people? Well, today we'll explore the feeling of loneliness and look at two examples. And I hope this message serves as a reminder of God's love for you and how He designed us to seek companionship. First, let's get an understanding of loneliness and how we define it, because alone and lonely can seem similar, but they do have different definitions. Alone is a physical situation where no one else is around. Lonely is a subjective emotional state where someone feels disconnected or isolated, even if they are not physically alone. There's a recent poll done as of 2025 in January, and this one is done by Civic Science, and they asked the question, how strongly have you felt loneliness in the past week or so? And 33% of adults in the U.S. reported very or somewhat strong feelings of loneliness. You know, that's one out of three adults in the United States that felt loneliness in the past week. This percent is a slight drop across all age groups this past year, except for one. 57% of Gen Z adults, or that's from the ages of 18 to 24, have reported the feeling of loneliness. That's a huge number, and it's only steadily increasing. And they found that technology is a strong driver of loneliness. Digital device addiction is at an all-time high. They've found that 56% of respondents consider themselves addicted to their digital devices, and that's of January 22nd, 2025, of the same poll. 52% say that they're at least somewhat dependent on technology as a form of escapism from everyday life. But why do we even have this feeling of loneliness? Is feeling lonely a bad thing? Well, to answer this, we have to go back to Genesis and the creation of Adam and Eve. And for a short time, Adam was the only human on planet Earth. Other than animals roaming around, Adam was physically alone. In Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18, it says, "And the Lord said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him." So Eve was created from Adam's rib. But why the rib? One possible reason and interesting fact about the rib is that according to current scientific understanding, the rib is the only bone with the ability to regrow and repair itself after significant loss or damage. And surgeons often use the rib cartilage and bone for reconstruction procedures for this very reason. So Eve could have been created from the ground the very same way that Adam was created, but it seems God was making this point to Adam that Eve is just like you, and that God was the one that provided Eve for them to be together. From the beginning, God designed us to want to be with other people and to know that he is always there to help and provide for us. Even when God kicked Adam and Eve out of the garden because of disobedience, he didn't leave them. We even see that God interacted with their son Cain later on. So we see that feeling lonely is a natural feeling that God built into us from the beginning. And based on recent statistics, if you are feeling lonely, then you are not alone. However, God did not intend for people to constantly feel lonely. It should generate a desire within us to seek God and to be with other people. What about people who were used powerfully by God in the Old Testament? Did they ever feel lonely? And how did they handle it? Well, let's look at two examples of loneliness. First, we'll look at Elijah. And we see that Elijah ended up in a cave by himself on Mount Horeb. And he was there after several powerful miracles took place on Mount Carmel. On Mount Carmel, fire came down from heaven and burned up a soaked offering. Rain came when Elijah prayed for it. And Elijah ran with supernatural speed that outran a chariot. But when he heard that Jezebel was going to kill him, he fled in despair into the wilderness. And we see that God asks Elijah in the cave, "Why are you here, Elijah?" In 1 Kings 19, Elijah responds twice to God, "I alone am left, and they seek to take my life." Well, God gives him instructions, and at the end of verse 18, God states, "I have reserved 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him." So Elijah was not alone as the only believer still living, but he felt alone. God listened and took care of him, allowing Elijah to retire from active prophet duty and have Elisha continue in his place. Well, David had a similar situation where he ended up in a cave and he felt alone when he was on the run from Saul. And if you look at Psalm 142, verse 4, he says, "Look on my right hand and see, for there is no one who acknowledges me. Refuge has failed me. No one cares for my soul." Well, it doesn't say which cave he's in, but most commentaries say that this was the cave of Adullam, mentioned in 1 Samuel 22. And if that's the case, then there were about 400 men in this cave with him. Like, how spacious is this cave? It must have been shoulder to shoulder, or it must have been a very large cave. So he was not physically alone, but he felt lonely. But what did David do? Well, in the other verses in Psalm 142, it shows that David pleaded with God and put this situation in God's hands. And we know the rest of the story, that God was with David and took care of him the rest of his life. But in these two examples and others throughout Scripture, we see that God is there when we need him and responds to pleas for help. And that is what God has promised throughout Scripture, that he will never leave or abandon you. You don't have to feel lonely because he is there. Christ promised that he would be with us, and he wants his believers to get together. He said that if two or more are gathered in his name, he is there also. When he sent out his disciples to the surrounding towns, they went in pairs. He did not expect them to do everything alone. And we all feel lonely from time to time, so here are some thoughts to consider and meditate on when you feel that way. In Psalm 68, verse 6, it says that God sets the solitary in families. God takes care of those who are alone and puts them with a family. That also happened to me in Charlotte when a family adopted me and fed me while I was living by myself. Jesus told his disciples at the end of Matthew 28, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." A reminder that he will never leave us. And we all know John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God and Jesus gave up so much so that we would have this opportunity to live forever in his family. Nothing can separate us from God's love. Paul said that in Romans 8, verse 35 and 38, he lists physical and spiritual things that can separate us from Christ's love, that can't separate us from Christ's love. And a few of those in verse 38 are, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Those are all things that cannot separate us from God's love. Hebrews 13, verse 5 says, "For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" So there isn't anything external that can separate you from God's love. Only our own unrepented sins and willing disobedience can distance us from God. But he will return again once we repent and turn close to God. So the message is clear. God's love to you is unbreakable. He is there to help you, and he will never leave you. And when you worship God, find a friend. Feeling alone or lonely is not an unnatural feeling. It is something God created within us so that we desire to be with other people. Recent statistics show that loneliness is a real issue today. For all ages, but especially the younger generations, largely due to technology. We covered the examples of Elijah and David, who felt lonely at times, even when surrounded by people. God worked with them and helped them through it. If this is you, seek God and reach out to some friends. God loves you and wants you to seek out other people, especially when we are worshiping him. Remember that you are not alone, even when you might feel alone.